bring you breaking news with our daily news report on 107.7 The Bronx. Here's your world in 2 minutes, curated by our specialized team of broadcast journalists. Let's hear what they have to say in our daily news special, The Bronx News Flash.
This is The Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx. 2023 Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award winner and 2024 nominee for Best College Radio Station. I'm Julia Train. Former President Donald Trump claimed that he, and not President Joe Biden, will protect Social Security and warned of a bloodbath if he loses in November. As he campaigned for Senate candidate Bernie Moreno in Ohio on Saturday, Trump praised his chosen candidate in the race as an America First champion and political outsider who has spent his entire life building up Ohio communities. Saturday's rally was hosted by Buckeye Values PAC, which is a group backing Moreno's candidacy. But Trump used the stage to deliver a profanity-filled version of his usual rally speech that again painted an apocalyptic picture of the country if Biden wins a second term. Russia saw protests at polling stations on Sunday on the final day of voting in an election set to extend Russian President Vladimir Putin's over 20-year-long hold on power. Lines at some polling stations in Russia grew suddenly around 12 p.m. local time Sunday, which was the same time supporters of the deceased opposition leader, Alexei Navalny, called on people to turn out collectively as a show of opposition support. It's unclear how many polling stations across the country saw an increase in people waiting at around noon. A voter speaks to Sky News.
The whole concept of Russian politics can be described as necropolitics because it's all about death and about survival. We wait for Putin to die. We look at political prisoners being killed. But I think we need to think about the living and people who are alive and fixate on them, on those who we can still save, like Yashin Karamurza and all the political prisoners, because they are still alive and they are in grave danger.
A volcano in Iceland erupted Saturday evening for the fourth time in 3 months, sending orange jets of lava into the night sky. Iceland's meteorological office said the eruption opened a fissure in the earth almost 2 miles long between Stóra Skógafell and Hagafell Mountains, which are located on Reykjanes Peninsula. The Met Office had warned for weeks that magma, which is semi-molten rock, was accumulating under the ground, making an eruption likely. When the eruption began, hundreds of people were evacuated from the Blue Lagoon Thermal Spa, which is one of Iceland's top tourist attractions. The eruption site is a few miles northeast of Grindavik, which is a coastal town of 3,800 people, located about 30 miles southwest of Iceland's capital, Reykjavik. That's all for this episode of the Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx, the number 7 ranked best college radio station in the nation by the Princeton Review. Live from Rider University, I'm Julia Train.
Thanks for tuning in to the Bronx News Flash on 107.7 The Bronx, your daily update for on-campus, local, national, and international news. Want to stay up to date? Check out the Bronx News Flash on demand on all your favorite podcasting platforms or 107.7thebronx.com/newsflash. Now back to the biggest hits and best variety on 107.7 The Bronx.